Good morning, church. Amen, amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
What is great to be here again. It is great to be here. Sense the moving of the Spirit. Even though we are standing on holy ground. The Lord is present. And let me tell you, as the song there says, let the river flow, let it today. Let it flow in your life. Let the worship team that started to flow into our heart, our lives through worship, continue even through the message today. Let us just enjoy His presence here and the power that is going to go straight from the kingdom of God, the throne of God, into His children. Praise God. Good to be here. It truly is. Amen. Well, I have a few announcements here. First of all, the ladies' ministry meeting is day after service today. Enjoy the potluck luncheon. It will be a great time of fellowship for you. So it's in the blue room, correct? Be over there and just enjoy a great time with the ladies. Men, no, you can't go. That's limits for us. also, remember, let's remind that our clearances for those that are looking to continue in ministries. And especially if you're going to help BDS, we need the clearances. So if you could see Wendy, she'll tell you how to do it. We need it necessary so that we can get our clearances. Also, next week, just the 18th, we're having baptism. Praise God. And this will be at 4 p.m. at Cindy and Dave Austin's house. If you need directions or information or have questions, for me, one of the board members, or Dave and Cindy themselves should be able to help you out. Also, collecting all this month, supplies for BDS that is going to be happening the first week of August. So have some started back there on the back of the table. I encourage you to participate and help them spot the needs of the children for the great outreach for our community. So I you to get involved, and do they see you, Karen, if they want to get involved? If you want to get involved and help, see Karen. She'll be able to direct you and put you in the right position so that we can honor God for this. It looks like it says there's a meeting here, which is July 25th. That's not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. So there'll be a luncheon next door that those that want to participate in VBS be over there. We'll kind of get to what's going to be required of us so that we make this event so effective and efficient. So praise God. That's all the announcements. And it is great to be alive, to be here. I say that I just did a funeral. And it wasn't cheerful. It is a promising because 8 months earlier, I had a funeral for this young lady's father, and at that time she received the Lord, and she just passed away 8 months, two weeks. But it is great to know that the message of the Lord gets out and touches lives. And God's constantly working in lives so that He can bring them into His kingdom and that they may be able to enjoy not only salvation, but eternal life. And that's the blessing we have. So God, it is good to be able to share the message, and I'm looking to share it today with you. Let me get this started. I learned today already. Technology, we were down in we're trying to get in. Those of you that are, well, hear me. Those of you by phone, that you dial in by phone, they can now. Praise God. Well, God does the prayers and He lets it work. Hope this works. Not working. Man, churches.
No, I'm to get my thing to come up. I think I'm...
Oh, I need big.
Oh, wow. Well, it is not coming.
That is not good for me.
Okay. Oh, there. Yeah, there it is. Jesus. Lord. Presence is here. Hallelujah. He knows what my mind was thinking. I could wing it, but I get nervous at times. Well, praise God. We're going to turn today to Acts chapter 1. In service, I've seen a lot of things, actually the months since I got any PN, since I got back. God just pressed on me about this issue within the body. So let us read here. I'm going to start with verse 1. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after his chosen apostles further instructions to the Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time. He proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once when he was eaten with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I have told you before, John baptized you with fire, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." After these final words Jesus made before he ascended into the heaven with the Father, Jesus gave these instructions. We have to remember, though, they had left Jesus. They were scattered. He'd been arrested and crucified. But 3 days later, he rose. And Jesus united the apostles back there again. And here he was giving them instructions before returning to the Father. And he spent 3 days instructing them about the kingdom and proving that he was alive. He tells them to wait in Jerusalem till the promise of the Holy Spirit would come. So even with all the teaching, all the training, all the time spent watching Jesus, it wasn't enough. They still needed more. They needed power. What we lack today in church power. People are about Jesus and believing in him and doing things and his resurrection, but they are lacking the power. They have the knowledge but lack the power to use it. So the enemy makes us think we impact this corrupt Christ. So we increase programs and we do more and more of other things hoping to change the circumstances of the world. But we still seem to be lacking something, even with all the knowledge, with all the training, with all the programs, with all the gatherings, there is still a lack of power in the church. Jesus said, wait to see power. Do not do anything, do not go anywhere till you receive power. If we had more power, we would not need programs. We would not need some counseling sessions. We would not need artificial ways of helping cope with all. What Christians lack is power, and it only comes by one source, and that is the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, Jesus said. Who is the Holy Spirit? It's the third member and the most mysterious member of the Godhead. He is Spirit. There is God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one. The Father is not the Son. There is the Son, the Father, and the Son is the Spirit. Near there is the Father, the Spirit. But the three make up the one and God. God the Father sent Jesus into the world with the physical to reveal who God is and what he is like. When Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit to believers to empower the believer to carry the work he was doing, the work during his absence. He taught them how things should work to the rule of his kingdom while that we are in the world. Jesus taught the truth, but in John 14:16, Jesus said, I will send you someone else just like me, the same truth, the same love, the same power that will enable you to be witnesses for me. Just as I represent the Father, the Holy Spirit that I and will represent me. The way you experience Jesus today is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit reveals who Jesus is, what he wants done to us. We cannot experience the presence of Christ without the Spirit of Christ, who is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not delivering power to us. Then the knowledge of Jesus is not doing what it should be doing. It's a book on a shelf full of information, but it has no power to accomplish what is the book. We are filled with all kinds of knowledge, but we can't get to do what it is called to do unless the Holy Spirit energizes us and empowers us. The disciples knew Jesus, but they did not have the power to utilize the knowledge they had about. When my furnace broke at home, I had to find out what was wrong with it. What I found out is the furnace was okay, but the problem in the electrodes that ignite the fuel create the fire. So everything else was okay. It is like light. Everything else can be okay. But we do not have the Holy Spirit to ignite knowledge and the experience that we have in of him, there will be no fire. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to ignite us. Some people think if I add to my life, I'll be fine. If there is no power, nothing will work. It. You can have a light bulb and it has a, it needs the light, but without electricity, it's not going to light. When God saved us, we have been given everything needed for salvation. All that we are going to be was given at the point that we believe. The Holy Spirit is to be the fire that gets us going. All that God has saved us to and to be. He is us. Who Christ created us to be. We are his workmanship, but it is the Holy Spirit that ignites us to work out the salvation that Christ has given us. The one purpose of the Holy Spirit is to connect to Christ with their King, who is Jesus. The disciples ask, when are you going to set up your kingdom? Jesus says, you have need to know when I'm coming back. You do have a need to be filled with my Holy Spirit till I get back. It's not important that we know when he's coming. We're ready when he comes. The Holy Spirit is to link us with Jesus so that it is as if Jesus was with us. He is here to make Jesus real to us in every aspect of life. Many have cables in their cars in case the battery goes dead. We hook it up to another charged battery, to our dead battery with the cables, and transfer energy to the dead battery to get the car started.
Jesus is alive in heaven. We are dead here on earth without him. It is until he uses the Holy Spirit to deliver the power of God to us that we become energized to do the work he has called us. We just went through a series of our calling on Wednesday night. And even if we know calling, if the Holy Spirit does not energize and set us on fire for the Lord, we will sit in our pews, never do what we were created and designed to do. It is the Holy Spirit that will set us aflame so that we can bring the greatest glory to God and his kingdom to the greatest expansion possible through the Holy Spirit. All problems we deal with today and cannot overcome come from a lack of power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit only works if Jesus is King of our life. He does not operate according to our kingdom, but according to God's kingdom. If we are our own King, he cannot help us. If I call up a Ford dealer, I already had a friend do this, called up a Ford dealer to see if they could fix a Volkswagen. They said they do not work on that because it is not their product. Many of us call on God to do things for us, but it is nothing, has nothing to do with his kingdom. It all has to do with his kingdom. Our prayers are attached to me, the world, our businesses, pleasures, and they are not at all linked to God's kingdom and his glory. The powerlessness that we experience because we are not connected to the kingdom of God and his divine rule. The Holy Spirit does not deliver the power because we ask, what we ask for does not deal with the truth and the kingdom of God. That is why he is called the Spirit of Truth, so that he guide us into truth so that we know God wants, and then we can pray and act accordingly. We are like the people who snorkel top of water. They stay on the top of water so that they can see everything they possibly can. They lift their mouth, they can see on the surface. They look down, they can see a great amount underneath water. They stay on top to see, but they never want to go deep for long periods of time. People snorkel on top in the church. They come faithfully and want to see all they see, but never want to go deep enough to come under the rule of their King Jesus. They are satisfied with no power. Without power, we can be manipulated to be satisfied with operating in programs, looking for something else to change things, but never trying to be empowered because it requires too much of us. If we have power, there is no submission to the Holy Spirit, to the Lordship of Christ. Holy Spirit lives inside of us at point of conversion, but if we do not submit to him, power cannot be manifested effectively. We must submit to him. Urgings and his callings in our lives. But too much we allow the world, the cares and worries of it, to choke the word, to choke the urging of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is dynamis. Get our word dynamite from it. An explosive power in us. And it continues if we allow Jesus to control our lives through the Holy Spirit. John baptized you with water. I baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That means to immerse. When we baptize, we immerse in water here at Control. If we are to experience the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to go under the whole way. I see some churches sprinkle. But God wants us to go under the whole way. It is not an add-on. but he must be the complete centerpiece of our life in Christ. A lot of us just want to be dipped into the King like a chocolate-covered ice cream cone. My wife loves them. But that is not what God wants. We have it, this add-on just in appearance, and the flavor on the outside, still on the inside, it is the same. But the scripture says this is a form of godliness, not the power of God. God wants us to be like a dill pickle. When we are immersed in it, it literally transforms the entire taste of the pickle. It no longer tastes like an ordinary pickle. It tastes totally different of dill pickles. God wants us to be immersed in the Holy Spirit to point that he transforms our entire being. He may still look the same on the outside, but now we have a new flavor in life for Christ. It is through the Holy Spirit that he baptizes us into another realm with different perspectives, different goals, different principles. It is in this realm in which he operates to manifest the reality of the kingdom, the relationship with Jesus Christ. If we are not filled with his power, that is why a lot of us, especially believers, are suffering our spirits from depression, bitterness, anxiety, jealousy, hate. A lot. I see it wherever I go. Christians, when the Lord is to be our strength, are suffering. Because Satan has deceived us. Because we are unfolding ourselves and yielding to the Holy Spirit who gives us to live in the truth of Christ, the fruits of the Spirit never develop to maturity. We are to be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit is to have a spiritual perspective on things. God's view must dominate our and every aspect in you delight in doing the will of God so that it gives him glory. Most of us are just satisfied with sipping the Holy Spirit. We are like social drinkers. But the word says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. We are supposed to be the Spirit so that it intoxicates us to the point that it affects our judgment, decisions, and our desires. He just don't want us to take a couple of sips. He wants us to be literally intoxicated with him. Some of us are so non-spiritual that when spiritual people show up, we're upset. We think that they are better than us. They're always bringing up spiritual truths, talking about who God is and what he is in and through their lives. And it ticks individuals off. We are filled with the Spirit. He owns us because we have submitted to his leading. And if we are submitted to his leading, it is normal to have God's point of view in all aspects of life. And if we lack the wisdom, he says, he'll freely give it. God's Spirit is used to reveal the truth concerning his rule in his kingdom under the kingdom of Jesus. If we are apart from his kingdom rules, then the power of the Holy Spirit cannot be utilized in our lives. Then we operate in flesh, trying to solve the issues that corrupt world is indulging in. We see where we go. The world continues to spiral downward. We're okay. We even invite friends over the power to help us out so that the flesh help the flesh to solve the fleshly corruption. Two wrong ways to make a right way. It is a man who
cut wood with an axe. I heard about a chainsaw and how much better to cut wood. Went out and bought one. The next brought it back, said, take it back. This is a junk. I spent all day with this and didn't cut down one tree. The salesman looked at him and said, I don't understand. So he took the core, or pulled it, and started the chain. The man said, what's that noise? The man was using the saw as an axe instead of what it was supposed to be used for. Sometimes we do not realize the potential we have at our disposal. The Holy Spirit lives in us. It is there, and God wants it to come out. We just have to yield to it so that He can do the work He desires in our lives. Some of us are doing the same thing, chopping, wetting, working here, working there, and everywhere, not getting much done for the glory of God and the furtherance of His kingdom. Say, this Christianity really doesn't work. I hear that quite often. That's because we are working in the flesh. The Bible says we overcome the flesh by the Spirit, not by more flesh. It is not by power nor by might, but by Spirit, says the Lord. That's how we accomplish the things of God for the kingdom of God. So go to Jerusalem for the Spirit. But we don't want to wait. But we wait. Just like a car, when we fill up, the emptier the tank is, the longer we have to wait for it to be filled up. If we have been filled up, we will have to wait longer for the initial filling. But normally, the initial filling, it will not take as long unless we allow our tank to dry out. That is why we are to continually be filled with the Spirit daily, so that it does not take long to be filled again. We just step. When I go to work, usually always on coming home, I try to take off because you just never know what's going to happen along the way, especially on a 2-hour. Because if we leave the gas pump, we start burning fuel. So when we are living for God by the Holy Spirit, we are burning up the power He gave us that day. And be refilled so we can continue living day after day according to God's truths. Our filling needs to be daily, not once we hear in church, but every day we filled up with the Holy Spirit so that we can have the power we need to get from day to day to do God's will. Luke 11:13 says, if you, being evil, can give good gifts to others, how much more will my Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? God desires to allow His Holy Spirit to be filled up in us. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not caught. The apostles were told to wait in Jerusalem till the Holy Spirit came with power. While they waited, they were in one accord. And they were of one mind and one purpose, and that was to honor Jesus by honoring His hands. While they were waiting, praying, they were praising, and they were pondering Jesus and His kingdom. It is this waiting and seeking the Holy Spirit came and brought Him power to the apostles filled so that they could do God, could have God's perspective and do God's work. There are those here today that need to be filled or refilled with the Holy Spirit. I know this message is short, but that I want to make sure that the opportunity for us to seek the Lord and His is available to each and every one of us. If we do not allow God's Spirit to us, we will continue to walk powerless in this world, wondering day after day, can I make it?
like I said, at this funeral, I was after that were telling me about issues they were dealing with life. And because most of it comes from our submission to the Holy Spirit. What Jesus says, established now and forever, God's truce and God's promises, yes and amen. We don't have to wonder if what God says is, it is established now, forever. Let us trust in Him. So at this time, Jesus says, and you will be my witnesses, not to witness, but to be a witness that Jesus is alive and sits at the right hand of God, authority and all power given to Him. If we submit to the Holy Spirit and to His willing, then He will reveal Jesus alive in us. I want to open these altars up today for anyone that wishes to seek His face, to be filled or refilled, that we can be empowered to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. This world, as I said earlier, is going downhill very rapidly. And only those that endure will be saved. According to Scripture, it's, there shall be a great falling away of the church. It is only through yielding to the Holy Spirit and remaining in His power that against the enemy. So with that, open these altars up now and ask, encourage you to seek the Lord. We will pray for you and look to, for God to once again do you with power from on high. Desires to do the church. He is here right now. He is ready, willing. I open these altars. Son, are you back here? Could you just play some music for a short period of time? I let these orders open. Remember, as I said, He only comes to those that submit to Him. He's in there. We gotta let Him rise up in. Give Him the okay. Without our okay, He's going to rise up. He isn't gonna. What's our desire? Is it for the Lord to do His work, to bring Him glory? That's what we've been created for, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you.